So there's only one more weekend left of MLS action that will take place next Sunday night, UK time. And over the weekend, really the biggest things happening were, you know, a lot of teams positioning for that that playoff push. And we also saw some teams officially qualify for the playoffs, as well as a few teams now eliminated or, you know, all but mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. So a lot of big things happened over the weekend, including FC Dallas repositioning themselves into the fight for the Supporters Shield, going back on top in the overall MLS standings.
Now, I understand that in that win for Dallas over Seattle, it came at a big cost.
It sure did. They've lost a couple of their key players, Kellen Acosta and Mario Diaz. Both went down with injuries in the game, and afterwards both were apparently on crutches. Even though they both said that they were fine and that they would be back soon, you know, there's a little bit of doubt right now whether they will be ready for those first games in the playoffs. I assume next weekend, if these injuries are a bit minor, and obviously we'll find out more today and in the coming days. But if you know, they're not necessarily able to play, not fully fit, we'll see them sitting out and getting ready for that first game of the playoffs once the playoffs roll around.
Now, obviously, as important as winning the Shield is, it's far more important to win the playoffs than the end of the season trophy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The number of teams that have gone on to win both trophies in MLS is very few. I think at the last count, it was around six teams in MLS's history have gone on to win both trophies. So winning the Supporters Shield does not guarantee you winning the MLS Cup, and most teams would rather put all their eggs in that basket and just qualify for the playoffs than necessarily have that highest points total at the end of the season.
Looking at the playoffs then, and looking at Portland, who are still within a chance. They are on 44 points, the same as Sporting Kansas City, and just a point behind their close rivals, the Seattle Sounders as well. So we spoke about them last week having a dip in form, but they've picked the win up at exactly the right time.
Yeah, they did. They beat Colorado Rapids over the weekend 1-0, and you know, Sporting Kansas City didn't help themselves out either, drawing 0-0 with Real Salt Lake, but Portland just hanging on in there. As most fans will know, they won the MLS Cup last season. You know, they weren't the best team. They didn't win the Supporters Shield in MLS, but they really turned it on towards the end of the season, and they've still got a shout at making the playoffs. Now, of course, they're on the same amount of points as Sporting Kansas City, but behind on goal difference, just one goal back of Sporting Kansas City. Now, they do have a very difficult game coming up next weekend, and they will travel to Vancouver to play their rivals, the Vancouver Whitecaps, to finish out the season. Now, Portland is the only team in MLS not to win on the road this season, so they've got a lot to do when they travel up to Vancouver to take on the Whitecaps. But for Sporting Kansas City, who are just hanging on, they're going to be at home to San Jose Earthquakes. Now, the Earthquakes are out of the playoff race, and they could play spoilers against Sporting Kansas City, who have been very up and down all season long.
It's always dangerous at this time of season, is it? In whatever sport you play, when you're going for something and your opponents don't necessarily have to do anything because they're out of the race, they can sometimes be the games which cause the most headaches.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, American sports don't have promotion and relegation. And a lot of people who are new to MLS, they wonder about this and they question that. But this is what, you know, the heads of the leagues really like. This is the playoffs structure that gives you this drama going into this postseason, the second season, and this is really what they advertise as, you know, every team still has a chance, or at least, you know, some of the teams have a chance, and, you know, it does bring the drama, and it does make fans really passionate this time of year.
And obviously, it's a league that covers not just America, but Canada, and a big game in Montreal, a 2-2 draw against Toronto last night, and plenty of things coming out of this. But let's start with Toronto first of all. Their form, well, it's not too good going into the playoff series.
No, not at all. They've only gained 6 points of their last 15, and this is a team that was top of the Eastern Conference not too long ago, and people were even talking about maybe winning the Supporters' Shield. But since the end of August, they've been without Sebastian Giovinco. He returned last night, and again, he's one of those players that I've talked about for Toronto for this season and last season, that they really rely on him. But since he's been gone, Toronto have picked up four draws and a win during that time. and they've really been able to call on Josie Altidore, who's really returned to some form, scoring 10 goals this season now. But as I've continued to say, they rely so much on Sebastian Giovinco, and teams really, you know, they have to put a lot into trying to stop him, and it really helps out the rest of the team. So if they get him back and get him fully fit going in this playoff, Toronto are definitely a team to watch. But, you know, watch this space, because they do rely quite heavily on him.
Well, that's good news about Altidore, because I remember when he was playing in Europe, certainly in the Netherlands, he was doing very, very well, of course, and that is a league known for perhaps it's easy to score goals. I struggled in his spell in England with Hull, but it's good to see him getting back to some form then, a player who was had plenty of hype attached to him earlier in his career.
Yeah, absolutely. He was one of those young Americans that that really peaked at one time, and then, as you said, he had some success in the Netherlands, but his time here, here in the UK, you know, not quite as good with Hull and then with Sunderland. He was hurt a bit earlier in the season, and you know, physically he looks quite heavy compared to what he used to look when he played over here in Europe. So I wonder if that was kind of, you know, hurting him a bit. But we've seen him do really well lately with Giovinco down. He's now the focal point of the team. So we saw him really, really excelling for Toronto over the last month.
Well, that's good. Now someone who's probably made more headlines than anyone on the pitch yesterday then in that game is Didier Drogba, who we're told refused to play.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So going into the game, Montreal had sat, or they'd left Didier Drogba on the bench. Out of the starting 11, Coach Mario Biella had decided to go with another front pairing for this game due to Drogba suffering just a little bit of a back injury. When Drogba found out that he was going to be on the bench, he decided he was not going to play on the day, refused to play, and Montreal, before the game, went ahead and just told fans that, well, he's going to be out due to injury. But Mario Biella decided to go ahead and call him out after the game and told fans in his post-game press conference that Drogba decided he didn't want to play the game. And, you know, a bit of refreshing honesty from Biella, and we're just going to have to see what the fallout is now from Montreal and Drogba on this one, because really when Drogba came over to play with Montreal, he really brought that team together last year, and this was a really exciting team to watch. This season, you know, they've been a little bit up and down. They've just qualified for the playoffs with the draw yesterday against Toronto, and Drogba, you know, maybe hasn't had that same impact that he had earlier in the year. Still 10 goals this season, played 22 times, so Montreal really need him for the playoffs coming up, and hopefully they can get this sorted out for all you know, for all their hopes.
So the final round of fixtures of the regular season all kicking off at the same time on Sunday, our time in the UK. Which game should we be keeping an eye on then this week?
Yeah, that's right. So next Sunday night, 9 p.m. our time here in the UK, and definitely got to watch out for Seattle Sounders taking on Real Salt Lake, both fighting for a playoff spot right now in the Western Conference. So Seattle can wrap one up with a win. Real Salt Lake need just a draw or a win to solidify their spot in the playoffs. And then again, we've got Kansas City taking on San Jose. Kansas City need to pick up a win to definitely assure themselves in the playoffs. But they do have Portland around their tails. And again, Portland not won on the road this year. So tough task for them.